Yo, welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Ian, with my co-host, Ever. Also, happy birthday to my co-host, Ever. Also, hit that like and subscribe. If you're listening to us on Spotify, give us a 5-star and a follow. And for this episode, we're going to be discussing the man called Sting. AEW Revolution was Sting's last match against the Young Bucks, and that's what we're going to be discussing in this episode. Also, we're going to be giving you our top favorite matches. So let's get started. Straight to it, baby. Let's go. What up, Ever?
What's up, Ian? How you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm tired, man. I am tired. Too much wrestling going on. My sleep schedule has been messed up ever since Elimination Chamber. So my sleep schedule has been messed up, man. But how you been?
I've been good, man. Just it's March, so... my birthday month.
Woo-wee, birthday boy. What's up, man? You hitting the clubs?
Nah, I'm too old for that.
You're never too old to hit the clubs. What are you talking about? Nah, man. You're telling me you don't hit Sam's Club?
Costco.
Oh, you're a Costco guy. Okay, okay. Yep. My fault. So, yeah, you don't hit the clubs then. Oh, damn. Shit. No, those are only two clubs I hit. Strip clubs, yep. And Sam's Club. I mean, Costco is a club too, if you really think about it. If you really think about it, it's a club too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man. Anyways, Sting's last match. OMG. 40 years in the business. And the man finally called it quits. It's time to retire in North Carolina against the Young Bucks. Fantastic match. The whole card was fantastic, I will say. It's a regular AEW pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You got a AEW pay-per-view. Let's just put it that way. I hate when people compare it to WWE. Stop. Stop doing that. I don't know. Stop saying WWE is better than AEW. Just stop. Enjoy wrestling, okay?
Yeah.
That's like comparing Family Guy and The Simpsons. Just stop. Just stop it already, all right? AEW was a fantastic show. I enjoyed it. There were some moments where I didn't enjoy, but I'm not, you know, it is what it is, right? But Sting's last match, they told a great story. This was not a tornado tag team match. This was a death match. God damn. Darby Allin needs to chill.
Yeah, no. He's going to be in a wheelchair like by the time he's like 40 years old. He's what, 30?
I don't have no idea, man. I'm going to be honest, man. That guy does crack. He does something. He does something.
That glass was not forgiving either. That thing like ripped the shreds. Like, dude, that trying to be Sabu over here, you know?
Sabu doesn't even do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
He does not do that, bro.
Well, Darby Allin did say he wanted to die on top of a mountain or something. The Himalayas.
Oh, that's he did
Mount Everest or something. He's like, I want to die in the Mount Everest. I'm like, what the fuck? This guy hot, dude. And he was married to Jeannie Dolan, so you know
crack he was or on cocaine. That's what that guy's on. He's on one of those two. God damn, boy belongs in AAA. He's the new Teddy Hart.
Wow.
He's the new Teddy Hart. But
put a thing in the bottom. We do not say he's. This is just our opinion. This is not. He's not a drug user. We just.
Nah, Darby Allin, he ain't a drug user. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But like, if you see him in the ring, tell me not. You're going to say that nobody, no audience has seen Darby Allin do all these crazy stunts and nobody said that guy's on something.
Oh, yeah. What are you smoking, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Jeff Hardy, but then that was true. Oh, snap.
Well, he was more of a pothead.
Yeah.
He was more of a pothead, though.
Yeah.
But he was just abusing it.
Yeah.
The only issue I do have about that high spot from the Swanton hitting that glass onto steel chairs was, one, it was real. Again, leave CM Punk alone with the whole glass. I mean, it was an amazing spot. Why does it have to be real glass is the real question.
Yeah.
That's, what are you trying to prove on that point?
Like, is it? It's like, do they do this stuff until a wrestler dies or something? Is that, because AEW doesn't even do protocols as well, but like, what's the point? That, like,
yeah, what is the point?
Like, you're gonna kill somebody, wrestle, like, oh, he died in the ring because they just let him do whatever they want and use real glass. I'm like, what the?
It's at a point where it's like, I thought the whole purpose was to protect each other.
Yeah.
But you guys are not doing that. I just want to know, like, what was the? It took away. We should be talking about Sting. But it's, yeah, we're right now, we took a pause to talk about this dangerous spot. It was a cool spot. All I gotta say was, there's no need for the real glass, because the whole reason why you use real glass is because to take a shot of CM Punk. God damn, dude, move on already.
Yeah,
move on. It, like, it's time to move on, and you're
like,
still,
you left
to,
him. Yeah. Like, it's like that bitter ex girlfriend that leaves you, and then she gets mad that you freaking left her. Like, well, you fired him.
Yeah. And it has like, to do it. Ha- and he has nothing to do with CM Punk. It was with Jungle Boy and CM Punk, who are both not even in the company anymore.
Jack Perry's not. I thought he was just taking a break or something.
Nobody knows what he's doing. But yeah, regardless, they're not in the company. So it's like, damn, dude, move on, everybody. From AEW, stop bringing up WWE. It's just like, move on from all that stuff. But anyways, besides that spot, that unnecessary cool spots, it's like a bittersweet thing, because it's like, damn, that's a cool spot, but at the same time, it's like,
yeah, because
you're petty for it. You petty.
I didn't really watch the match. If I saw that spot, like, oh, that must have been like the main event or some random match between him and somebody. I'm like, no, that's Sting's final match. I was like, what? Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
like, you put death match and Sting's final match. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Maybe Sting wanted that.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, is he known for death matches besides going when he's in AEW?
Well, I will say this. I did enjoy his no disqualifications matches, all against the Monster Abyss. So, and plus, you know, when Sting bleeds with that face paint, man, he looks pretty dope.
Yeah.
So he looks pretty dope with that. But I mean, it is a cool way for Sting's last match, if you really think about it. For me it was perfect. I'm not hating about the ladder spot. It was just, to me, it's like, I know why you did it. You were just being petty.
Yeah.
It was unnecessary, but okay, it is what it is, right? But what I did like about it, it was that he got ridden off. And then we got the final moment with Sting and the Young Bucks. And that's where he got intense. Because it's like, bro, the Young Bucks beat Sting? Man, I'm done with AEW. I'm done.
Never even started, but yeah, I get you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just like, it was like, I'm done. But the Young Bucks did what the Young Bucks do, and that's look good from themselves and make their opponents look good, and that's what they did. Darby Allin was being Darby Allin again. The only thing was the whole real glass thing. It's just like, dude, one tiny glass, if it goes inside of you, you're
hits an artery or something, you're dead,
you're done,
pretty much. You're bleeding on television,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah,
for what, like 800,000 people, not even a full million, but
it was, yeah. Who knows? But yeah. Regardless, if it's in front of 50,000 people, millions watching at home, it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
And
how
also,
do you die? Oh, we use real glass. Like, oh,
on live TV.
Yeah.
You know, if it was pre-taped, you know, I don't know. Especially with Tony Khan having the money to get glass that looks real. I like, bro, he has the money for that. You know,
the
that,
sugar
right?
glass too. I mean, you can use sugar glass. Like, that's not.
Well, you know what? Maybe they did, because I did hear that sugar glass could still cut you. So maybe they.
Glass is like some other stuff.
Yeah. So I forgot who said that, but I know there was a wrestler that said that they use the sugar glass and it's still like hard enough to cut you.
Wow.
So, but obviously it's not dangerous. So. But the Sting's final moment, and he made Matt Jackson tap out. It was a great send-off. The problem was the air got cut off at 11 p.m.
On the dot, right?
On the dot. Central time.
Like, yeah.
And Sting's final words were, "Oh, they're giving me the single." And then that was it.
Wow.
But obviously,
they didn't even record it. They never recorded. Like, nobody was there to record it if that cut off. So it's like,
they didn't knew. No, they didn't knew. Yeah, like, people didn't knew that the air got cut off when the people who were there, who attended the show. But Sting still did his speech, and then AEW did post it online. And so, yeah, it was great. My fond moments for Sting were back in TNA from 05 all the way to 2014 when he left.
Yeah, I have a question for you about that, though.
What up?
Did you think he should have ended his career in AEW? Like, a company he was not even started with. He wasn't really, like, he was there, but he was never, like you said, TNA. Like, he could, TNA, what, almost 10 years? Like, you think he should have ended in AEW? Or is it more like, oh, I work for you right now, so I just end it with you guys, but, you know, I'm not going to go one last match at TNA, you know? Like, he could just he could just quit AEW and then gone to TNA next week and just done a retirement match at whatever show, you know, and then that's it. Oh, I retired as a TNA wrestler.
Right. Well, besides the fact that that's more like up to Sting, where it's like, yeah, is there even anybody for Sting to face? Is there anybody that he's able to face in a singles match? But yeah, would I personally think as a preference? Yeah, I think Sting should have retired. And no, he hasn't been in TNA for 10 years. He's been in TNA since 2002.
Like NWA TNA.
Yeah.
So that was 14 years almost.
12 years.
12 years.
12 years in the company. But obviously he didn't sign. Obviously he didn't sign a contract until, hold on, let me pause this. So, you know, I feel like he should stay. He should go in TNA to have, like, I want to say his, have, if for the match that he had with the Young Bucks is a good last match. But I would like him to come back to TNA. He's done. He's retired from wrestling. Yeah. So it doesn't mean like he's done with AEW. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it doesn't mean that his contract expired and all that stuff. He could still be a manager for Darby Allin. It's just more of like, I'm done retiring. This is my last match.
Yeah, he's not doing no crazy spots at 64 years old. Like, bro, come on.
So I would like Sting to go to TNA, but at the same time, there is no reason for him to be in TNA.
Not even as, like you said, like a producer, not a backstage.
Oh, yeah. Fan. For something like that, of course. Sting would.
Like, be Steve Borden. Hey, I'm just, you know, I'm just backstage out, talent relations or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah, of course. I'm surprised he hasn't.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Yeah, you would think somebody would hire, you would think WWE would have hired him to be a backstage producer.
I mean, they still could. I mean, like.
Yeah, but why haven't they, though? I didn't really think about that.
Because I know Tony wouldn't want a talent relations. He's like, oh, I'm doing a talent relations. You know, like, if he was a TNA or WWE or New Japan or whatever.
Daniels was doing that.
I guess not. I don't know. I mean, he doesn't have any say anything. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, you go to, like, even if he goes to a local promotion, I don't know where he's from. Like, he could do his own indie promotion and just do his own back. You know, like, he's 64. He's not like, he could live to 100. What is he doing for the next 30, you know, 40 years? Like,
You saw his two sons.
Yeah,
so, you know,
are they in the wrestling business, or they're older, though? They're in their 30s, right? They never been in wrestling, right? They never be like, oh, I'm this 18 year old kid.
They done sports, baseball and football. I don't know who's who, but
yeah.
So,
but this is pretty much like their first match or something ever. But they're like in their 30s, I think, or 20s, right? They're older.
I mean,
they're not.
Yeah. I mean, bro, Sting's their dad.
If Sting had him at like 20 something.
Hey, man, you telling me if you got, you know, they're built.
Yeah.
They're jacked. If I was jacked like that in the age of 30, 35, I'll even 40, I'll go in the wrestling ring.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? Hell yeah. I don't know, but.
Oh, do you think he should have ended in a tag team match? You think AEW?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, he shouldn't face like Jericho, like WCW, or he could have faced like Mark Henry or Big, I don't know, somebody like from the WCW days or the TNA days, no?
Hell to the no. I don't want to see that. I'm surprised we never, I don't even think we got a Chris Jericho versus Sting.
Exactly.
AEW. That's all. But no, like, as his last match, do I think he should have faced Chris Jericho? Yes. As his last match? No.
You think it should have been the Young Bucks? Where, like, they're already older guys. Like, you think it should have been two young, like a young tag team? Where it's like, hey, you know, this is, I'm the old, and like, because the Young Bucks are political to be like, oh, we're the VP or EVPs. I will be this last match. Obviously, he chose them, but like, what if he chose, like, who's a young guy? Like, I don't even know who's in the roster anymore. Everybody's on the roster.
You just answered your own question. Yeah. Who is there, like, for him to be like, who's in the company that you're going to be like, they're still going to be around the next 5 years? Who can you say that?
I was going to say that
with Joey. What's his name? Joey Janela?
Yeah, Janela, but he's been gone.
Yeah. I thought he was the future. I thought he was going to be the next guy.
Yeah, he disappeared and never came back.
Yeah.
But yeah, because that's kind of like, that's what I was thinking too. I'm like, what if it was like, even the new guy, if it was like Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher or something.
Think Sting can't do it. It's not. No. It's just, you got to be realistic. Sting can't do that. And it's kind of like, you know how Will Ospreay faced Chris Jericho and All In?
Yeah.
For a Will Ospreay match, that match was garbage. For a Chris Jericho match, it was a really good match. You know what I mean? So that's what it was going to be for Sting. That's a good match for Sting. But man, that match sucked for Will Ospreay. Yeah. Everybody looked like a winner. And for the Young Bucks, yes. Besides how much I don't hate the Young Bucks. The Young Bucks are the Diddle of Pokemon.
What? Diddle. Yeah. They're like the Diddle. I mean, because even Diddle means like, oh, the same as Pokemon. I'm like, you mean Diddle the Pokemon? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Do you get it now?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
So it's like,
who would have thought we're talking about Pokemon? Hey.
But that's like what they are. They are the Diddle of Pokemon, where they act like Shawn Michaels, DX, NWO. They got the Bullet Club gimmick. And
Bullet Club is a Diddle of NWO.
Yeah. Yeah, or the New Japan version of it.
Yeah.
So the Young Bucks is a combination of everything, of everybody. So that's the only thing I hear about the Young Bucks, because they're copycats.
Yeah. But the super kicks and all that. Like,
yeah.
You're killing Shawn Michaels' move.
They're the ones that killed Shawn Michaels' move.
Yeah, I'm like, remember when he used it on Ric Flair? Boom. You knew that was like a finishing shot. Nowadays, that would have been like, oh, that's a one count. I'm like, what? Oh, barely a one count.
Speaking of that Ric Flair moment, they did the gimmick, where Shawn Michaels says, "I'm sorry, I love you," and then hit him with the super kick. They did that with Sting, but they said, "I hate you. We're not sorry, and we hate you." Super kick, no sell. And I love Sting's no sell, because he'll be like, boom, dead man raising, and he'll huck up, gorilla press his chest. I love when he does that. And my favorite moment when he does that is when Jarrett hits him with the guitar over his head. That's the best time. I love when he does that. That's why I always enjoy Sting versus Jeff Jarrett in their matches, because of that guitar shot. Yeah. It's just Sting, man, a legendary guy. It sucks to see him go, but to be honest, have you always been a Sting fan? Or was he always just like, I always enjoyed his work?
I mean, honestly, like, I was more WWF than WCW, and I wasn't like, so I barely even saw a match of his until like WWE, until he got there.
Damn,
TNA, but like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm here to look for Sting. Like, if I watch TNA, it's Kurt Angle or Jeff Jarrett, or like even Marcus Monty Brown, like
Monty Brown,
you know, like those Samoa Joe, AJ Styles. But like Sting, even like when he wrestled WWE, I wasn't like really like, oh, cool, you know, cool, he's here, he finally went to WWE, but I was like, oh, am I going to watch him every match? I mean, he didn't have a lot of matches, but at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like that wrestler where you're like, oh, he's great, but like, I didn't really focus on him. Like, it was always everybody else.
As a character, then. It seems like you know him more as a character than as a wrestler.
Yeah, like I remember seeing him like the red and like the NWO Wolfpack. I have that. I remember those, like, I watch those clips and stuff, but like I would never be like, oh, I'm gonna watch a full Sting match, in WCW. In TNA I would watch it more because I had more access to I had more access to TNA than I did to WCW. So because if he was in WWF early on, like the same time if he jumped ship during the WCW days were around, I probably would have been like, oh yeah, it's Sting, Sting. But then I didn't watch him until like 2003 or four, when he was in TNA and he facing Angle, and then obviously with like Pluto and stuff, you could watch old TNA pay-per-views. So I watch his matches there, and then obviously with YouTube now. But like back in the day, I wouldn't even I knew who he was, but I wasn't like, I'm gonna go to watch WCW. I'm gonna go get TNT. Well, we didn't have cable. We kind of had to like figure a way out, but rent a DVD or something, like rent those, or those cassette tapes. Remember those? We go to
Oh yeah,
Blockbuster, get the
Blockbuster. Yeah,
cassettes,
that's how I discovered WWE.
get some WCW pay-per-views. Like, oh, this guy's on them,
Yeah, no, I know what you
Surfers,
mean.
you know what I mean? But I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm intentionally watching WCW for him. Because I would barely watch it, until like one or two
But
matches in,
it
three
so
matches.
basically, but it was a cool thing that he was in it though.
Yeah, I liked his gimmick, especially in WCW when he did the rafters thing and he did the, he was like the Crow, like the movie. And then I watched the Crow, the movie, and I was like, oh, okay. I see what he did there. He went from this surfer guy to like this Crow starring like Jason Lee, like all, that stuff's like, okay, that's cool, but I wasn't always like super like I'm gonna watch every show he's on, Even in the AEW, I didn't watch any of his matches until this last one.
What I will say about Sting is that it's cool because how 40 years in the business, dude.
That's a lot,
There's
yeah.
people that followed him for 40 years. And that's what I like about Sting because Sting is a character. You know what I mean? He's not like a John Cena. He is a character. He's like, well, basically kind of like The Undertaker, where it's like Undertaker kind of had a similar path as well. Where it was just more of like, he has fans from so many different generations. And I heard of Sting in WCW. The thing with me and my relationship with Sting as a fan is that I didn't find out about him till what was that one game? WCW
Which one?
versus
Thunder
the
versus the
game, video
World?
game.
There's a lot of them. There's Thunder, there's Night
Revenge, right?
Revenge. Okay. Well,
Is it?
there's WCW Revenge, there's
Yeah.
WCW versus the World, WCW Thunder, Nitro, Backstage Brawl. That one sucked. But those all the four are pretty good. Revenge is probably the one you're talking about.
Yeah, Revenge.
N64? Yeah, that one, yeah,
I played
N64.
all of them, but intent the Revenge game, it was the first time my best friend Junior, he was like,
Yeah, that sucked.
he came he was like, hey man, I'm gonna go to GameStop, buy a new game. Do you want to come with? I was like, oh hell yeah, let's go to GameStop. And then we go over there. He's like, oh, okay, cool, you're gonna like this game. I was like, all right, let's go. He takes me to GameStop, and then he's like, look, we're looking for the boxes. It's kind of like, because how they had the display boxes, so that's what we're looking for. He's like, that's the game. He's like, have you seen this? I was like, nah, what is that? He's like, do you know? And I was like, that looks like Hulk Hogan, And I was like, he's like, because that is Hulk Hogan. And this is where I was like finding out what WCW is. And then he tells me, yeah, he explains it, WCW, NWO. And man, so he bought the game. We went back to my place to play it. And man, that video intro, I thought it was a horror film movie. I'm thinking it's a setup. I'm like, bro, I don't like scary movies. What's happening? Man, that video intro was amazing. And that's how I found out about WCW and NWO. And that's where I found out about Sting.
Yeah, me too. Oh, and then also those WCW versus NWO World Tour. That's the fire one too.
World Tour. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it's the better one. And then WCW versus the World is the one where Hashi had Sting on the cover. I have that game actually. He's on the cover, but it was PlayStation though, so it was not N64. And the cover for NWO, WCW versus NWO was the Giant and Hulk Hogan. But yeah, I get what you mean. Like, and me too. That's what I would do too. I'm like, oh, cool, you know. But like, yeah, the Revenge was fire though. It had
It
like Hogan
was.
on there, and it had Raven and
Oh,
Goldberg.
okay. I remember the world. Okay.
Yeah, it had Sting on the cover. I was like,
I
I
didn't
have that
like.
game
I
now.
did not like that version of Sting, bro.
No, the Aki version? What's Aki?
That was just weird. Mayhem. Oh no, I never played Mayhem.
No,
Mayhem, I never.
you probably it's probably Revenge or Versus the World.
No,
Versus
yeah,
MU,
no. I'm
versus
just
MW.
saying the Revenge game was the first game that I found out. That's where I found out WCW. I played all of them except for Mayhem. Oh, and then yeah, no, Mayhem. Mayhem and WCW, but that's I mean ECW, but that's
And I
ECW.
also I had Nitro. I have Nitro the game, so he was on the cover too. He's like, yeah. He's like that. I was like, yeah, man.
Do you have a favorite Sting character or look?
Oh, the Wolfpack one with the
The
red and
Wolf Pack?
black. Dude, that one was lit. That's how I knew about him more. That's when I like saw clips about him. I'm like, yeah, that's the stuff.
Mine is the 2005 Sting era.
Joker?
No, that was 2010 or 11.
Okay, so later. Okay.
That was later. I did enjoy the Sting Joker. I did. I really did. But I'm just saying the look, the way how Sting presented himself back in 05 all the way to 08, gosh, that Sting was just fantastic, dude. Because that was like that was my era of Sting. You know what I mean? And that's what I was trying to say earlier, where there's certain people that follow Sting throughout his 40 years of career, and I'm happy for them. Like those fans, like you guys are lucky SOBs. To see you to have a wrestler for 40 years, you know? And right now, we got Randy Orton. I got Randy Orton right now. Randy Orton's in 22 years right now. So, and I'm happy with that. And I'm trying to appreciate as much as time Randy Orton still has, you know? And that's why I want to see him in like these great classic matches and big matches, because it's like, bro, he doesn't have that much time. Give him these big moments, you know? Give him the title to help out the next generation, because that's they need like a guy like Randy Orton to help them out, you know. And so, but Sting, it for me, Sting from like the whole TNA era, it was just like he was that guy for me. Because though I because remember Kurt Angle wasn't in the picture yet, Jeff Hardy was the reason where I'm like, oh, that's where you've been at. And then I see Sting. I know Jeff Jarrett and then Randy Savage and then Sting. And I'm just like, yo, what is going on? You know, and then Christian Cage, Team 3D, and you know, and then Rhino was in it. So, and then that's when Kurt Angle came along. And then when Kurt Angle came along, that's when I started watching TNA every week, you know, and
Is
then.
that when he had like the feud with Jarrett the whole time? Like the like 2 years?
No, that was not for
That
two
was 05,
years.
no? That was not 05?
Oh, wait, who are you talking about? Sting?
Sting and Jarrett. It was like back and
No,
forth for the
one
it was for the
year.
NWA. It was the NWA world title. It was not even the TNA
Yeah.
title.
Yeah, it was always for the team. Nah, I mean, they've been having their. I mean, they're. If you're gonna go based on the rivalry between Jeff Jarrett and Sting, then it goes all the way back to WCW. But, and yeah, because then they, you know, they picked up again in, 02 or 03, but I think they were teaming up together. And then they had some rivalries here and there. But yeah, but for the world title, that didn't happen to 2005. No, 06, I believe. And Sting was trying to take the title away from Jeff Jarrett. And Sting helped TNA a lot. Like TNA, Sting is the reason why TNA had a deal with Spike TV. You know, so if it wasn't for him, and then Kurt Angle was the reason why they went prime time, I believe. Is that when you go 2 hours?
Yeah,
So
2 hours.
Kurt Angle was the reason for that. But yeah, man, Sting has done some fantastic work, and the whole like that's how you evolve, because Sting was, remember, he was a blonde hair and all that stuff. Holly, you know, he was California Sting, Surfer Sting. And then he started growing out his hair. And then he wasn't, he still had, he was still the same Sting, but just didn't have the blonde hair no more. And then he went into the Crow Sting and then stuck to that till I guess he started becoming the Joker Sting. And the Joker Sting could have been fantastic. Like, if he would have done that like 4 or 5 years sooner, it did work out, but it was just more of a we're getting to that stage where it was just like Sting is getting a little bit older. But the fact that it was kind of bothering me, because now looking back it was bothering me, because it's like, damn bro, you the way you've been wrestling, because you're gonna retire, because you don't have much left in the tank, but now you're still going 10 years later. So I don't know. But Sting, congrats to your 40 years. And hopefully this is not the end for that we get to see Sting.
Yeah.
So excited for the future for him. Did you enjoy the Joker Sting? And do you think that we should have gotten that at WWE?
I mean, no, because I think it was unique to TNA, so I kind of liked it. It was there because, you know, you go like, that's where it was, that TNA era, you know, that Joker Sting.
Mm.
And he seemed fun too. He had a good time with it, obviously, right? He had a good time. He's like, hey, we're doing this, you know? So you enjoyed that.
You know, it never really occurred to me, can he even use the Joker Sting?
Well, technically, the Joker's owned by DC, so he can't really call himself Joker Sting. You could like, oh, he looks like Joker, or he's like.
But like the gimmick in general, since it started in TNA, can he even use it? TNA's
kind of lenient with stuff, no? I mean, what did they ever? What did they really copyright though? Besides like,
I mean, he hasn't used it. That's the weird. You know what I mean? He never really used it.
Hey, I'm gonna go one last time as Joker Sting and
yeah.
AEW or WWE. He never did one like one off. Like, hey, you're gonna get the crazy Sting, you know?
Yeah,
the Wolfpack Sting. Yeah, the Wolfpack Sting, dude. I'm in fire. What if one day he came?
He did.
He did.
Oh, but not in AEW. He did in TNA.
Dirty B, I mean, like, what if he had like red, half white? Like, oh, dude, that would be fire. Like, you know, half and half, like the craziest thing.
He did that in TNA.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's why, man, you got to go back and check out his matches in TNA. I'm telling you, bro, I got a list of great matches.
I'm surprised he didn't end his career as the Surfer Sting, like the way I started, the way I end, you know? He went out as the Crow Sting. That's what the black and white is, the Crow Sting.
Yeah, I will say this. I'm not gonna lie. I thought he was gonna come out something similar to like a coat, kind of like a air paint with his faces on it.
Oh,
I really like kind of similar like to the Ultimate Warrior has that jacket that he wore, you know, that he wore in WCW. I thought Sting was gonna come out to something like that with all his faces and everything that he has accomplished. But no, he just came out like the normal Crow Sting, and it was just like, oh, okay. But I mean, at least he had his sons there, you know.
But so, what if he did come and like the Surfer Sting? Like he had the blonde hair, and he had like the.
I don't think he would have done that. I mean, that would have been awesome. That would have been awesome as hell if he would have done that, and that would have been like the biggest swerve ever.
Like, yeah, I am the way I started, you know.
Yeah,
I
don't think it would have been a good look for him. I don't think it would have been a good look for Sting though. So yeah, let's remember the better version of him.
Yeah.
But it would have been cool though. It would have been cool. But goddamn, I don't think Sting has the hair to do that.
My favorite match of his, or the favorite time when he announced that guy, he went through the wall. What was that one guy? Like my tag team partner,
the Shockmaster.
The Shockmaster. People forgot that Sting announced him, like, he's gonna shock the world. He goes to the wall and he flops,
gosh.
And then and we find out he's like, you give him a job after. He's like, nah, you're good, bro.
and you hear Ric Flair. Oh my gosh, in the background.
And I heard everybody started dying because it was like,
can you imagine that being your debut? You got Sting, a former world champion, introducing you, and then you go. First of all, whose idea? Why did he have to go through a wall?
I don't know. He's shock master. He's shocking the world. Here to shock the world. I wish he did that in his last match. He's literally have the guy come out.
We gotta have the shock master. He has to make a debut in like AEW or something like that, or WWE, because WWE owns WCW, right? So yeah, Shockmaster.
But then Disney will sue them because it's a stormtrooper thing. So they're like, that's our face.
Didn't you know what? I feel like WWE did do that, but didn't use the they used a different mask since you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
They did recreate, right?
A little bit, but yeah, they couldn't, like, you could use it, but, like, technically it's owned by Disney, so, like, oh, you can't use that mask. It's Disney property, and Disney's very, like, strict about that stuff, too, you know?
It was just, like, what were they thinking at that time?
Yeah.
It was one of those moments where it was just, like, they gotta look back and be like, damn, what were we doing?
I know.
What At least were Sting we recovered
from that. Shockmaster didn't, but no, Sting he recovered.
Yeah. Sting, I mean, Sting because recovered. But Sting had nothing to recover from because nothing happened to him. It was Shockmaster.
That was his tag team partner. Like, my tag team partner will shock the world.
But who was Shockmaster? Wasn't he Earthquake?
Typhoon,
right?
Earthquake is John Tenta.
Typhoon was Shark. Wasn't he Shark or something like that in WCW?
No, Shark was also Earthquake. Typhoon was, what's his name? But yeah, I mean, it wasn't. Yeah, John Tenta was the guy in the Oddities too. But no, Typhoon was someone else.
Shockmaster, let's find out right now. The Shockmaster. He is 67 years old.
Wow, he's alive. Oh, cool. Oh, he's Cody Rhodes, like, nephew, cousin or something.
He was Tugboat.
Yeah, Tugboat.
There you go.
But he was like, he's Cody Rhodes, like, cousin or something. It's crazy. Like, what? But anyways, let's go back to Sting. Talking about
some Sting.
It is hilarious. It's just hilarious, huh?
Poor Shockmaster. Or what's his name? Stockmaster. Shockmaster.
Yeah.
What were we going to? Oh, Sting. If he was going to go back in WWE, mm-hmm. and he had one more match in him, who would you want him to see wrestle? And would you put him in a tag team match? You know what? Let's do tag team match, because clearly Sting He can't do single matches. So Sting is doing a tag team match. Who would his partner be and who would he go against?
I would say he should probably be with Seth Rollins, because that was his last match in WWE.
Ooh.
With Seth Rollins. And facing. That would have to be. I don't know. That'd be kind of tough, because that's what I go back to, like, the young guy stuff. Like, oh, we should face a young team. I'll say Judgment Day.
Okay.
Dominic and Finn.
Okay. Yeah, because Dominic and Sting, it's a good pace for him. And then Finn Balor, obviously, he'll make Sting look good. And then Seth Rollins, obviously, Seth Rollins is Seth Rollins.
He'll carry the match. Yeah.
Carry the match. I like that. For me, would be. See, that's tough because it's really tough to say. There's nobody in WWE where I could look at them and be like, oh, you're the next Sting.
It's hard to be the icon, though. It's hard to do that because, like, is ever going to be another Undertaker? No. Triple H? No.
But there could be similarities, though.
The only one I could see closer to Sting would be, like, that kind of, like, I was, I could do multiple gimmicks and still pull them off. I don't know. It's tough to say that. Yeah, you're right, though. It's tough to do that.
The only person I would say that for is Finn Balor,
Yeah.
but
Because he went from a demon to like
yeah,
now
because
to
he
like
has
this Judgment Day.
the face paint gimmick, so it's like I would only say I would say him, but then that would be me saying if I'm gonna go have, well, then he would have to team up with Sting, so but I would like to see that Finn Balor team up with Sting. You know, because then we get to see the Demon Sting, and then, I mean, Demon Sting, the Demon Finn Balor, and Sting. So if they can, make that work, and then to see them face, see, that's a tough one. Because if we're going to go current, if I got to say, like, if fantasy booking, I would say Finn Balor Sting versus the Usos, fantasy booking. You know what I mean? But if we gotta go like literally like right here, right now, Sting is going back to WWE. He's gonna have one more match. Then damn. Then I'm gonna say the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes
Ooh.
to face. God damn. I guess it has to be, Roman and Solo. Unless, The Rock wants to face Sting. Because we never got The Rock versus
That would have been
Sting.
amazing.
The
I
icon.
wish they pulled that off, man.
The icon Sting versus the icon The Rock back in 2002. Let's talk about that
Dude,
shit.
that would have been nice.
Why didn't we not? It's like, damn you, Sting. I'm glad you went to TNA, but damn.
I mean,
Damn.
even that one time with The Rock, when Rob making appearances, that would have been nice at one WrestleMania. I think Sting was 2014, 2020. He was in WWE longer than TNA, than AEW. I realized that.
Ooh.
Sting, he was in WWE for 6 years. He was only in AEW for four so far.
Yeah, well,
But.
he's made appearance in TNA since 02. I think in 05 is when he had like an actual contract or
Oh,
06.
yeah.
So, but yeah, still from 05 to 2014. Well, early 2014. So the full year was 2013. So how long? That's still like what, 8 years?
Yeah.
So and then again, he's been making appearance in for NWA TNA for 3 years, and so, but that's 3 years where he could have been in WWE.
Yeah.
We could have, do you know who his dream matches was supposed to be with?
Undertaker.
No.
No. Stone
No.
Cold.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Do you know who else? I mean, we already mentioned
Shawn
him. The
Michaels.
Rock. The Rock. No, not Shawn Michaels. The Rock. Kurt Angle.
He did
And
though.
Randy Savage.
Ooh. He did have butt match with Savage
No,
though, didn't he? In
but
WCW?
he was supposed to come back to have a feud with Randy Savage. Yeah,
But
they
Angle,
were.
he they had a feud.
But again, years later.
Like
So the
prime Kurt Angle.
Prime Kurt Angle
Ooh, that would have
still.
been.
Still have hair, Kurt Angle.
Yeah, not
So,
perk angle, right?
no, not yet.
No.
So, but still, it would have, bro,
Man.
like, so Kurt Angle was supposed to face three people at WrestleMania 18. Those two people, sorry, three people. One of them was Randy Savage, the other one was Bret Hart, and then the third one was Sting.
My God.
So I don't know too much about the Randy Savage, but Randy Savage was supposed to come back, and basically he was gonna have the old deal where it's like we're gonna bring you up and then we're gonna put you back in the mid card and that's where you're gonna stay. Basically, like what Vince did with all those WCW guys that came to the door, like Scott Steiner, Booker T, we're gonna put you on the top and then you're gonna be back in the mid card and it's up to you to go back on top. Randy Savage was gonna have that deal, but it didn't happen, because I don't. My thing is, there's beef between Randy Savage and Vince because of the whole Stephanie McMahon. Did
Allegedly, don't
alleged,
allegedly.
yes.
Let's say
So, but that's why I'm saying like it was just,
disclaimer.
but it was just like, if that's the whole case of why Randy Savage wasn't gonna come back, how did the the talk happen then? You know what I mean? Like, or did they, or did it got brought up at that time? And then Vince was like, oh no, we're not gonna work with him. You know,
Yeah.
because I didn't find out about that story until like 08 or 09. So, but yeah, but we were supposed to get Kurt Angle, Bret Hart.
I think.
Bret Hart said no because he was too old.
Oh, he was an OAS. He was retired, retired.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
Macho could have still. He wasn't officially retired. It's like how like some wrestlers never retired. They just kind of like don't wrestle anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
And
it's like they just like Stone Cold. Did he officially retire? No. The Rock hasn't officially retired, but you know, it's not like, oh, I'm gonna actually retire like Sting did. You know, like Sting
Right.
actually like, you know what? I'm done here for sure. Other wrestlers haven't really done that. Bret Hart was like, no, I'm retired. Like I think
Well,
he did
because he had a
he.
concussion.
But then he won the US title. He had a one match or two because he had the US title for like a day and then he lost, you know, he
Oh,
dropped
yeah, but
it.
that was like years
Yeah.
later. That was
But
almost
I don't
10
know.
years.
I mean, if WWE, I don't know if WWE had comp, this is what I think, right? During like 2004 to 2019, if WWE had competition, like real competition, no offense to like New Japan and AAA and CMLL, whatever, you know, like if, let's say there was an AEW before that. 2002 to 2019 would have been so much different. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be this like it was great. I mean, some parts were great,
Well,
but
we did. They did have TNA. So I think what you're trying to say, if TNA had that kind of money, had
if
AEW
TNA
money.
was like if TNA had the money that AEW has now, and they were like really like pushing WWE to their limit, we probably would have gotten those three matches easily. But WWE's like, eh, you know, we don't have to give people what they want
But,
because.
yeah,
It's
exactly.
kind of like we're the only game. We're not the only game in town, but we are the game in town. They still are. I'm not saying they are now, but
Yeah.
like, and now right now, it's kind of like they're knocking on the
They
door, but like,
have to give us a little bit of dream matches,
yeah,
basically.
they're like if TNA was like what AEW is now with the money, pretty much that's what AEW is. They're just TNA with money, like a lot of money,
Yeah,
like a
because there were,
billionaire's money.
yeah, for
Because
sure.
remember, because TNA was a. Under $1 billion corporation for a while, you
Yeah.
know, the Panda Energy, whatever it was. And then obviously once that ended, it's you kind of see what happened there with the production value and then the rest. I mean, the wrestlers are great, but like it was no like they can't afford Kurt Angle, let's say, if they
Right.
after the Panda Energy. They couldn't afford Sting after Panda Energy. You know what I mean? Like
They
so
couldn't
I'm
afford
saying
Hogan either.
they couldn't afford Hogan, they couldn't afford I mean, obviously
Eric Bischoff.
that was like a good reason.
But Hogan is a big name. Regardless of what we
What happened? Yeah.
think or what happened, Hogan he is a brand. And he did help the company. The problem was he was just too expensive.
So I'm
So
saying, like, if Sting was around, if TNA was that kind of like billionaire money during that time, WWE would have been in 2008 or 2000, whatever year you say. What year?
for what?
2000. Like the Sting and the Macho Man and the
Oh, that was gonna happen in 02. So
see,
this
that's.
so so TNA NWA TNA just started.
Yeah, exactly. So
Yeah.
let's say TNA off the bat, like how AEW did, off the bat, they have $1 billion guy up behind
Oh
them.
yeah, everybody who was in WCW, like NWO, Randy Savage and all that, they would have they would have jumped to TNA.
And then that's what WWE's like, ooh, we gotta definitely pay for Savage. We definitely gotta pay for Sting. We definitely gotta pay. You know, we want people to come to see our show, like Raw and stuff. And there was no competition really until two. I mean, do you consider competition now? But at the same time, it's like now it's more of like,
They don't look at it as competition.
no. Well, I mean,
They
you
look
consider
they
numbers
yeah.
wise too, numbers
Yeah.
wise too. But like,
But it's
I
nothing
mean, it was
compared to
WCW where like they were
WCW,
losing
yeah.
to WCW, losing like
They were
97
losing.
weeks, right?
Yeah.
87 or 97 weeks in a row. Like WWE was like, oh, if we don't beat WCW in the next 3 months, we're done. You know, like we're
Yeah.
done. Like we're out of business. Literally, that's what it is. So I'm saying Sting would have been WWE way sooner if something like that happened. Like if you went back in time and stepped on a butterfly, like TNA's $1 billion
Right.
corporation, you know?
Well, here's the thing. When WCW, I mean, well, yeah, WCW closed their doors. Sting, Flair, Savage, NWO. I think not Savage. But they were getting paid to sit at home.
AOL
Once,
Warner.
yeah, once they're, and they're still making millions of dollars. Vince offered them $500,000 to come back.
like, nah, dude, I got money, son.
And then they said that no. Either they said that the way they'll get off their contract to work for you guys is you pay us what we, you know,
pay us
what they're gonna pay us for sitting at home. Like, you're gonna give us $500,000 to come back to.
$2 million over here.
Yeah, they're paying me $2 million a year to sit at home. Like,
for
come
5 years,
dude.
And then I'm over here. Want me to do that? Like, take half of that off or quarter? Yeah. Like 75% off, just to like. What make less?
But then look what happened to Scott Hall, Kevin Nash for sitting at home. Once they got back in the ring, they were getting hurt
a lot. And then obviously, when you're home and there's nothing to do, you do stuff, you know.
Yeah,
indulging your vices, you know,
you're facing your demons.
Yeah,
so but yeah, no, like, we could have gotten all these dream matches.
Yeah,
and like what you said, if TNA would have had that money, either Vince would have paid up or they would have gone straight to TNA. So, but at the same time, it was like, we ended up getting TNA versus Kurt Angle later on.
Yeah.
Probably way better. And it was the main event, Bound for Glory. It was going to be like the third or fourth match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it worked out for Sting. Sting betted. He was the first guy who betted on himself.
Yeah.
Who didn't need
WWE.
Respect
him too much.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally went to WWE, he's like, okay, he's finally here. And then, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, nothing happened. Nothing.
He got
really
injured, and he's like,
yeah, nothing
he got
really
injured
happened.
And that was it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. He got nothing really happened when he went to WWE. I mean, I personally was okay with it because he got to face Triple H. And Triple H is one of my favorite wrestlers, and that's one of my favorite, you know, that was one of my dream matches, Triple H versus Sting. Because it's like, I got my favorite wrestler. And WWE is Sting. One of my favorite wrestlers in TNA is, or sorry, Triple H and WWE, Sting and TNA. So it's like, why wouldn't I? Of course, that's my dream match. And I got to see it. So, but yeah, I feel like Triple H should have got the W, but it is what it is. It was a great match. It was match of the year for me and match of the night as well. So, and we got to see him face Seth Rollins at the time. But look who Seth Rollins is now.
Yeah.
Though it sucked what happened with Sting, but Sting was able to recover from it. He went to AEW, and also look where Seth Rollins, you know, is at. So it worked out for both men. All right. Well, Ever, you want to take this time to let our listeners know about our merch and all that stuff?
Yeah, you guys should go on the link below. We're on Pro Wrestling Tees. Get your merch. We will love your support. If my dream goal is to one day walk down the street and see our shirt, like somebody wear a shirt, I'll be like, yes, we made it. So
we
get your
made
merch,
it.
Please.
Mama,
make
we
my
made
dream come
it.
True. Make my birthday wish come true.
Ooh, Ever's birthday.
But yeah, also follow us on
Instagram. You're trying to party like Diddy?
No. No, not him. Remember, you say no. Remember, you say no to Diddy every single time.
I gotta throw it out there, Ever. I had to.
Yep.
I gotta throw it out there. You know, yep. I had to.
I always say no to Diddy. But anyways, hit that
first of all, I'm talking about Diddy from Donkey Kong.
Oh, okay. Never
mind. For the record. For the record.
Another one. I'm talking another about, one. Like, wait
I don't
a
know
minute.
What. I don't know where Ever went.
But Ever. Yeah, like I said, like,
oh snap. Ever, it is time for a game called, I don't know how you call this, but it's basically a Sting or. So it's gonna be it's basically this or that, but it's gonna be Sting against other people.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Sting or AJ Styles.
AJ Styles. No offense.
Sting or Jeff Jarrett?
Oh, Sting. For sure.
Sting or Ric Flair?
Ric Flair.
Sting or John Cena?
John Cena.
Sting or Triple H?
Triple H.
Sting or Drew McIntyre?
Sting.
Sting or Seth freaking Rollins?
Ooh, Sting.
Sting or Roman Reigns?
Sting.
Sting or The Rock?
The Rock.
Ooh. Sting or Stone Cold Steve Austin? Give me a hell yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You got to give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Say it loud and proud.
Hell yeah.
There you go. Say it like if Diddy was behind you.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
Diddy Donkey Kong. Jeez, come on. God damn. I feel like doesn't he use his hands too to clap? Oh, man.
Oh, bro.
Oh, man.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing? I don't know. Don't say that. All right, everybody. Hit that like and subscribe. Appreciate everybody that has tuned in and made it this far. And now, ever is time. It's time for that part of the show where we do fantasy booking. Stinks, farewell, fantasy booking. You ready?
Yeah.
The Wolfpack, Sting, and Kevin Nash. So it's the Wolfpack versus... Yeah. DUI, Tomasa Ciampa, and D-I-Y. Johnny Gargano. Yeah, D. What did I say?
DYI.
Which? So what is it?
DIY.
DIY.
Yeah.
What's the team call?
DIY.
No, but like what? Because those are the initials.
I don't know. They just call it DIY.
No, there's a meaning. Do it yourself.
Do it yourself. No. Yeah. Do it yourself.
Okay. Okay, I'm so thrown off. Anyways, Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano, DX.
Yep.
Versus the Wolfpack, Sting, and Kevin Nash. That's the opening match. Who is going over?
Oh, dude. I mean, I love DIY. I love both guys. They're great. But, like, you're facing Sting and Kevin Nash? You get destroyed, man. Pretty much you jobbed them out. So, yeah, Wolfpack, the NWO Wolfpack.
The NWO. I have the shirt. Show off the show. Oh, I actually have that shirt too.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what happened to it. Second match, I got the Great American Bash, Sting versus the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Who do you got?
It's pretty much the same person,
basically. Basically,
I say Cody Rhodes. He was Sting, but he wasn't Sting yet, you know.
Right.
So he Cody was, Rhodes.
But that hey, but if we're gonna go based on the American Bash, the one who defeated Ric Flair for the NWA World Title, I mean that's kind of a tricky one, because that's two up-and-comers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like that's Cody Rhodes trying to finish his story, and then Sting, who is like on the road of finishing his story as well.
Nah, I'll say Cody Rhodes though.
You're still gonna go with Cody?
Yeah.
Oh well, for the Wolfpack, I'm gonna go with the Wolfpack. For this match, I'm gonna say Sting.
Okay.
Let's see. Now we got the TNA 09 Sting versus the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, the 2009 version.
Oh, okay.
So who do you got?
I'll go TNA Sting.
TNA Sting.
Yeah.
Damn,
he was like
now.
Demon Time, no? Wasn't he a Demon Time end up?
What do you mean, Demon Time?
He was
time?
Killing it. No, he was killing
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. That on, yeah, at that time? Yeah, for sure. Honestly, I would say the same thing. But for this one, I got an ending for this one. Mm. This one, Shawn Michaels trying to go to the super kick. Ducks it. Sweeps the leg, scorpion death lock, and then Shawn Michaels doesn't tap out; he passes out.
Ooh, like Stone Cold style, right? WrestleMania. Ooh,
I didn't even think about it that way, but yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. But I'll still have like I want him to go after Rhodes. Do you remember like his match where he Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle? You know, Kurt Angle had that ankle lock for almost like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So something like that, but I wouldn't have Shawn Michaels tap out.
Oh, wow.
Like just. Yeah.
Flop.
Yeah. Oh, just okay. Like you passed out. He passed out from the pain. Cause it's like Kurt Angle is Kurt Angle, but Sting is a WCW guy. So it's like, nah, it's like, so kind of like a TNA guy, regardless, you're not a WWE guy.
Mm, yeah.
So it's like, I'm not going to tap out to you. I'll pass out to you kind of deal.
Yeah.
So it's like more of a pride kind of thing. This one I feel like is going to be very interesting. Lex Luger Randy Savage, Sting, Bash at the Beach, 96, right?
I think so, yeah.
Against the Bloodline, Roman Reigns, and the Usos. So the OGs. Who do you got?
Man, you gotta go with the Luger, Savage, and Sting.
You're gonna still have them go. You're gonna have them go over. So no, I basically replace the Outsiders and Hulk Hogan, because you know he was the third mystery guy.
Yeah.
With the Bloodline, and you're gonna go with Lex Luger, Savage, and Sting still.
They got more reigns combined than like just within the whole Bloodline. Like, no offense to Jimmy and Jay, but you got Lex Luger versus Jimmy, and or you got Randy Savage versus Jay. They'll smoke the snot out of them. Obviously, Roman Reigns would probably make him have a chance in that fight, but you got three Hall of Famers, guaranteed former World Heavyweight Champions, or at the time, they have been World Champion at some point.
Right.
Right? Against pretty much a tag team and the guy that needs that tag team to help him win. Those guys did it on themselves. You know, you got Lex Luger with Lex Express and all that. You got Randy Savage, you know,
they already made
the best IC champion of all time. Yeah. His elbow drop barely got kicked out of. It was like a protected move.
Right.
So one elbow drop would destroy any Uso splash now, you know, that elbow drop against the Uso splash, no competition. And Sting with that, like, you know, that Scorpion Death drop and all that. I mean, yeah, I'll take a spear, but a spear, come on. Or a punch in a Superman Damn. Punch. But
who's going over? Who I mean, like, who's getting the dub? Like, who's do you have an ending for the match, basically?
I'll say Lex Luger takes out Roman out of the ring because he obviously two powerhouses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Closes him out. Next thing you know, that Jimmy comes in, tries to attack Randy. Randy, you know, strong arms him, throws him out. Then Sting does a Scorpion Death drop. Randy to Savage to the top, elbow drop down to Jimmy or to Jay. Boom. 1, 2, 3.
Damn. Okay.
It's like this bang and then elbow drop, you know.
And it bothers me because that is a good tag team like finisher.
Yeah.
Scorpion Death drop.
He literally lands on his back.
You know, if I was gonna have those three go over, torture rack, right? Yeah. From Lex Luger. Put like Jimmy back on his feet, Scorpion Death Drop, and an elbow. Bam! That's a nice combination right there.
Oh yeah. So,
but for me, I got to give it with the OGs, Bloodline. So, I don't even know how to do the ending, but I think the ending would be simple. Put the Sting is gonna have the Scorpion Deathlock on Roman, and then the Usos come out. Super kick, Sting no sells. You know, he hulks up and all that.
Yeah.
He takes out the Usos. Yeah, clothesline, bumps them, stinger splash, both of them, rolls out of the ring. Jay and Lex Luger pulls the guys out, and then they're fighting outside. Sting turns around, gets hit with the spear from Roman.
Man.
And 1, 2, 3. And then
okay.
I'm trying to go more for like a man. And plus you went with the other team. So it's like, and plus you gave him a good ending.
Yeah.
So if you would have gave a bad ending, I would have been like, no, I'm taking over. So I would have done it that way. And also Sting was at that also and hear me out, because mirror, that team was the same team that went against the Outsider. So Sting taking this loss, it kind of moves them to it still doesn't mess up the timeline. Yeah. We're going to go all Marvel Universe. It doesn't mess up the Sting's timeline to be the Crow Sting.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's like when Randy Savage took that loss, it was like it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
And nothing happened right after that. And then he joins the NWO.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I mean, he should have. He needed to be in that group because the group needed Savage. But it didn't make sense because it Sting should have took the L, basically.
Yeah.
So, all right. I got a code main event. Since we mentioned it earlier, I bumped him down. Mm-hmm. Sting, the Crow Sting. So it doesn't matter which generation. Let's say 02 Sting. Or for, 90, you know what? 97 Sting. 97 Sting against The Rock. 2001.
Oh, that'd be good. Was that the Hollywood Rock? No.
No.
What year was that?
So WrestleMania 17 Rock, basically, versus 97 Sting. That's a tough one.
I'll say The Rock, because
I would say The Rock too.
he was on some other level. The mic skills, the selling, the crowd, the crowd control.
Even well not 97, but even if we would have gotten The Rock 98 and the Sting 98, because imagine let's replace Mankind. Replace Mankind from the Survivor Series match with Sting, and The Rock puts the sharpshooter on Sting, and they ring the bell, and he doesn't even tap out, bro. Because that's Sting's finisher, and second, The Rock can't do it, right, bro? The heat that he got with Mick Foley and Mankind, bro. If he would have done that with Sting, or hell, even Bret Hart.
Nuclear
Bro,
heat, like X-Pac heat.
bro, bro. They're like
Like
WCW.
Dominic heat.
Bro, CM Punk heat, Brock Lesnar heat. Every bad heat, everything would have happened that night
Yeah.
if The Rock would have done that to Bret Hart or Sting.
Ooh.
Man, WCW would have closed their doors the next day. You can't, because goddamn. I mean, it happened that same year, right? When WCW kind of died.
Yeah.
So, damn, man. Like, snap. Now, here's my main event. Sting and Darby Allin versus Bron Breakker and The Undertaker. Current.
Damn.
Current. Right now. What we just saw at Revolution against current The Undertaker and Bron Breakker right here, right now. Who do you got? And this one, I need a freaking ending to this one.
I say Braun and Undertaker because they don't need weapons to destroy these two. They don't need glass. They don't need a
Damn.
ladder. They don't need chairs. Just straight up power.
I would still make it a tornado tag team match, though.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah.
Like that's the Darby Allin spots would not even happen. They'd just be
It, you don't need it.
no, you wouldn't need it because it's
You
like,
wouldn't need it.
yeah. But how would I end this though if I did choose Braun and Undertaker? I would definitely say, oh, that's a tough one because it's kind of hard because obviously
That's the point.
if this is his last match ever, I do want him winning, but at the same time, like against Braun and Undertaker, it's like. Man, it's pretty much
Because that's
Undertaker.
American Badass.
Yeah, and he was a
Yeah.
beast. He
So
was a
that
murderer.
so let's put it this way: Sting and Darby Allin versus Bron Breakker versus the American Badass, The Undertaker. No disqualification, no count out, tornado tag team match.
So,
If you're the producer, you're the booker. You could tell them, hey, I use weapons here and there, but nothing compared to like what you guys like.
no.
Give us WWE style. I'll be fine with that. But like you said, it doesn't really need it because it's like as long
No.
as you guys go through the fans and you
Yeah.
guys fight through the audience, like that's enough right there.
Yeah.
That's enough because that show hate. You don't really need weapons.
Yeah.
That's why I always enjoy false count anywhere
Yeah.
matches because they fight everywhere and they don't really use weapons.
Yeah.
But
So how
that's a
would I
t
end it?
yeah. How will you end it? See, for me, it's a tough one.
So for me, I would say that Undertaker and Sting at like the final 5 minutes are face to face to each other. They like finally confront each other because obviously they're in the match, but like this is like the final confrontation.
Right.
So they meet in the middle and they kind of like butt heads, like when their heads are like Like, obviously, I don't know if they're the same height. I think Undertaker's a little taller. He's like
Oh yeah,
6 foot.
oh yeah.
But
Undertaker's
like, they
almost seven
confront each other
feet.
face to face. That's like the picture of a thousand words. Like, finally, this happened. Because WCW was kind of, Sting was kind of like the Undertaker of WCW, right? He was kind of like the mystical figure. He was kind of like
I see,
coming
I
out of the
would, yeah.
shadows.
He's,
But
I kind of, but yes, not really. I wouldn't really like, but yeah, if you had to, I would say more of the Mankind.
yeah. So I would say they meet in the middle, and then Darby and Braun meet in the middle. It's like, the tag team. They
Right.
start duking it out. Undertaker and Sting push out each other outside the ring. They start fighting outside, in the crowd. Obviously, I'm protecting Sting in this match. Then Braun manhandles Darby Allin. Darby Allin has a little momentum. He knocks down like Braun down to his knees. He does a coffin drop. He hits him one, two, and then Braun Breaker kicks out at two. He grabs Darby Allin, he spine busters him, and then he goes and finishes off with a spear. Sting tries to go back in the ring, but Undertaker holds him back. And then it's one, two, three. That's the only way I could protect Sting, but make it look like a finish where, like, obviously Braun is gonna destroy Darby Allin, but like
Right.
still protect Sting, but also have that final confrontation between him and Undertaker. I don't know. It's kind of hard with that one because it's kind of like, well, use weapons, but you don't want
Are
to use
you trying to
weapons.
you well, are you trying to save him because it's Sting, or are you trying to save him because this is his retirement match for you?
Both.
Mm.
Because I don't
What
think
if
he would.
it
If he
wasn't
took
his
this,
retirement match?
still, I would still do that.
Still
Because
at same
Darby Allin looks
ending?
like the fall guy, anyways. I mean,
Yeah, that's
if the
true.
match ended the way it ended on, a Revolution, I would think Darby Allin would take the pin,
Right.
anyways. So I'm like, he would take be the fall guy, because in every match, who's the fall guy? Like, oh, he's the fall guy for sure.
Yeah.
So Darby Allin would be the fall guy, especially against Braun and Undertaker. Dude, come on.
For me, would have been towards the end of the match would be Sting does a the Undertaker's trying to go for a tombstone on Sting, but Sting reverses, drops him on his head, does the Scorpion Death Drop. Sting, Darby Allin is on the top rope, coffin drop, right? But the Undertaker sits up. Boom. Gets up, choke slam. Sting gets distracted by Braun Breaker while this is all going on. Hits him with the last ride, and then but Sting makes it back, breaks the count. They're going at it one more time. Braun Breaker gets in the ring. And then Undertaker gets him in a choke slam. But then Darby Allin gets up, jumps on Taker, and then gets distracted. So I'm the Undertaker, right? Boom, choke slam. Darby Allin jumps on top of me. I let go of Sting, right? I'm going around and around, right? I make a whole 360. Sting does a whole, like, Sting just stands there, right? Until Taker fully turns around, Sting turns around. Here comes Braun Breaker, moves out of the way, spears the Undertaker.
Wow.
And then double clothesline. Taker gets up. He doesn't know what just happened. All he knows was Braun Breaker just speared him. Boom, choke slam. Darby Allin goes to the top. Coffin drop, and then Sting covers him. One, two, and three. Now, if this is Sting's retirement match, then I will have after the coffin drop, does the sharpshooter on Braun Breaker, and then Braun Breaker taps out. So that's how I will book it.
Okay, not
So
bad.
not bad at all. So that was fantasy booking.
Yeah.
Sting's laugh. Farewell fantasy booking match,
Yeah.
but I'm gonna miss Sting. Again, 40 years in the career, in the business, not everybody could say that. And Sting is a character that we're truly gonna appreciate, man. I'm going back to my old matches and I'm like tearing up a little bit. So do you have any favorite matches of Sting?
I do. I would definitely say the Kurt Angle versus Sting. I forgot which one it was. There's so many of them. They had so many matches.
The Bound for Glory, Hardcore.
Bound for Glory. Bound for Glory was a good one.
Hardcore Justice.
Yeah. I mean, any X. TNA one. Any TNA one, pretty much. Versus Kurt Angle. They had never had a bad match.
Hardy, they really on didn't. Hand, they really didn't.
Hardy, on another hand. Yeah, no.
I have, well, for me, I got a whole list. This is my favorite because, you know, I watched Sting way, like, all my favorite matches have been in TNA. Yeah. But here are my top favorite matches. My top 10 is Sting versus Austin Aries. This happened in live in Chicago. At the time, Austin Aries, Sting were my top favorite in TNA. And to finally see them, the fact that I got to finally see Sting wrestle live, and it was against one of my favorite wrestlers, Austin Theories, and he was teaming up with Bobby Roode.
You mean Aries, or you said Aries. Theory?
Oh my Aries, God. Okay. Austin Aries.
Okay.
Austin Aries. And so in the main event in Chicago, that was a big deal for me. And then I got Sting versus AJ Styles, Turning Point. I got Sting versus Hulk Hogan at Bound for Glory. I got Sting versus Rhino at Genesis at 06. Number six, I got Sting versus Bret Hart at Halloween Havoc, 98. My number five, I got Sting versus Bobby Roode, Slammiversary, 2012. My number four is Sting versus Jeff Hardy. This was the match before Victory Road.
Like, what?
This was the match before Victory Road. This was live tape. This is the when Sting made his return. Remember how he was supposed to go make his debut in WWE to face The Undertaker, but he ended up going back to TNA.
Man, what?
Yeah, we would have gotten The Undertaker versus Sting at WrestleMania 27.
Jeez.
My number three. Sting versus Darby Allin versus Christian Cage and Swerve at All In. My number two, Sting versus Triple H at WrestleMania 31. And my number one is Sting versus Jeff Jarrett, Bound for Glory 05. Man, that match was fantastic. Great storytelling. And that was kind of more of like the finishing the story for Sting. And also, that was like the stamp for Sting to be, because it was title versus career. Mm, okay. So it was a big match for TNA. And Kurt Angle was the special guest enforcer for that match. So that match was a big deal. And that changed the landscape for TNA. Mm. So, and that pay-per-view, after that match, after that pay-per-view, TNA became TNA. So I also have like honorable matches, like his matches with Kurt Angle, obviously, his match with Seth Rollins, and also his match this past Sunday on Revolution, you know, against the Young Bucks. So I have so many favorite matches of Sting. It's crazy. Sting's always been a favorite wrestler for me, but he was never like, oh, he's my favorite wrestler.
Yeah,
he's always been like my top favorite wrestler, because it's like, how can he not be? He's one of the big reasons why I fell in love with TNA. He was the reason why I kept giving TNA a shot, you know. So, but man, Sting, thank you for all the memories and everything you have done. You know, that guy has wrestled in NWA, WCW, TNA. He wrestled NWA, WWE, New Japan.
Noah.
He wrestled in Mexico as well.
Yeah.
That guy has been everywhere. Everywhere. Sting is like, Sting is the Sting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess this wrapped up this show. Appreciate everybody that tuned in and made it this far. Ever. Take it home, baby.
All right, this will be it for this episode. I'm Ever, and that's Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Doo-doo-doo!